body. Here's to the biscuit top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. So many vegetables, they only have one use. That would certainly be the case with cucumbers, because what can you do with them? Just make pickles out of them, right?
No, John, you know, you and I talked about this already.
Cucumber sandwiches.
Very British.
I love them. Yeah.
A firm white bread, buttered, and then very thinly sliced cucumbers arranged on them, sprinkling of salt.
Little salt.
These sandwiches are just delicious.
You can eat a dozen.
Easy.
While drinking a little champagne at some garden party.
Cucumber salad. English cucumbers, which has a very compact seed core. Uh-huh. You don't have to take the seeds out at all. I would peel the cucumber because sometimes the skin is tough, and cut the cucumber up in not terribly thin slices, maybe an eighth of an inch. Salt them lightly to draw out some of the moisture. A very Russian kind of dressing would be sour cream and dill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good.
Right. So that when you've salted the cucumber, you know, it'll draw out some of the liquid. Don't get rid of that, okay? Because then when you add the sour cream to it, it'll thin it out enough.
Oh, I see.
So that it can dress the salad, and then some chopped fresh dill. I think that's about all you need for that.
So when you're preparing your cucumbers, depending on the kind of cucumber that you have, it seems to me that some people have a lot of problems with the seeds.
They do. What you do is you would cut the cucumber in half lengthwise and maybe crosswise in quarters, and then just scoop the seeds out. Use a grapefruit spoon with a little spiky little edges.
If they have large seeds,
the large seeds get rid of them.
Dump them.
Right, and then use the outer flesh of the cucumber so they'll be seedless.
I guess that sort of wraps it up with cucumbers.
No.
Oh, no?
Then what you can also do with cucumbers, a very French thing, cook them.
Cooking
yes.
the cucumber.
Cut the flesh into maybe 3-inch lengths.
I see.
Half inch wide or so, maybe a little bit wider. Salt them lightly. Let them sit for about a half an hour. You can either rinse them and pat them dry or pat them dry, because you do want them to be dry.
You want them to be dry.
Melt some butter in a skillet.
Okay.
And when I say some, I mean a tablespoon or two.
Okay.
Add your cucumber pieces. And I'm not giving amounts here because it depends on how much you want to make. And then toss them around in the butter.
For how long?
Maybe 3 to 4 minutes. You just want to heat them through.
Heat them through.
You want to have them maintain the crunch, but they will cook in this time, and they will have a completely different flavor.
Will they get kind of crispy? Or?
They'll still be crispy, but they will be cooked on the outside especially, and they will have a completely different flavor. They will not taste like a raw cucumber at all.
How do you serve them?
As a side dish. Just you don't need like anything else. You can put some herbs in it if you want, like chopped parsley if you want. You can also add some garlic if you want. It'll change the character of it. You could add some capers if you want. I mean, this is very open to whatever inspires you. And you know what's also good with them is some anchovies.
Anchovies?
Anchovies and cucumbers.
Do you put them in, sauté them with them?
I would sauté them with them. I would chop the anchovies up, and they kind of would melt, and you'll have a lovely side dish. I think everybody would love that. Worcestershire sauce and cucumbers also go together very well. So you could make a salad dressing and add just a few drops of Worcestershire sauce. I think a regular vinaigrette dressing, olive oil, like 3 parts of olive oil, 1 part of vinegar. It could be a red wine vinegar or a distilled vinegar. I'd rather use a red wine vinegar. Some mustard, some fresh parsley, and salt and pepper. Whisk it up together, taste it, and then dress your cucumbers with that. And Worcestershire sauce, a few drops.
I don't suppose there's any such thing as a cucumber cookie.
I've not heard of it. I've heard of a cucumber martini, however.
Oh, yeah? How about a cucumber pie?
I have not heard of a cucumber pie.
Or a cake.
I have not heard of a cucumber cake.
That's kind of leaves it out.
If any of our listeners has heard of these things, please let us know, though.
Yeah. Cucumbers actually are much more versatile than we might think initially.
But I think the cooking of them is really quite interesting. Like radishes, you know, we think of radishes that we eat raw, but radishes are delicious braised, you know,
in a
little bit of butter and a little bit of water or chicken stock or vegetable stock. Just braise them. They'll still have their crunch, but they won't taste like a radish anymore.
And of course, there's always The pickle.
The pickle. And we've talked about cucumber pickles.
What a beautiful thing it is.
I love cucumber pickles.
So you see, folks, there's more to cucumbers than might appear when you first think about it.
Right.
That's the function of us here at The Food.
The Food Guys. Da 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 da